Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tinutulak ngayon ang Australia na maging isa sa mga unang bansa na magtalaga ng age restriction sa paggamit ng social media. Sa naganap na summit sa Sydney, tinalakay ng mga politiko, mga akademiko at mga guro, at syempre mga kabataan ang epekto ng modernong digital space. Narito ang detalye ng ulat ni Peggy Giacomelos na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Hindi na maalala ni Mia Richardson ang buhay bago ang social media.
But I wish I didn't have it as early as I did. And I feel like if I got rid of it, it'd be hard. But if everyone was like, didn't have it, I think it'd be easier.
Isa siya sa mga dumaraming kabataan na apektado ang social development dahil sa social media.
Growing up with social media, I think it's changed a lot of me and my friends' opinions. And I think if the ban was to go through, I think it'd be very hard to deal without social media. I think because we've slowly got used to social media, it would be hard just to take it straight away. I think we need to slowly get rid of it, and then maybe one day it can be gone again. And I feel like it'll be easier to communicate with friends and in person. Yeah.
Sa isang social media summit na pinangunahan ng New South Wales Government at Government of South Australia, nagtipon ang mga kabataan, politiko at mga akademiko upang tingnan kung paano matutugunan ang negatibong epekto ng social media. Kasabay nito ay ni-review din ng pamahalaang federal ang minimum age para sa paggamit ng social media at aasahan ang paglabas ng batas sa Nobyembre. Hindi pa isinapubliko kung ano ang minimum age, ngunit inaasahang nasa edad 14 at 16 years old. Sinabi ng Premier ng South Australia na si Peter Malinauskas na ang ebidensya tungkol sa panganib ng social media ay napakalinaw.
It's now time for governments to step in and do something about it. We cannot allow social media companies to industrialize addiction of young people for their financial benefit at the expense of children having the upbringing that they deserve to have healthy relationships, to have a optimistic sense of themselves and their futures. And that's why we're going to do something about it. Chris is right, the federal government, to their great credit, with bipartisan support of the coalition, are going to act. We are going to see legislation introduced into the federal parliament before the end of this calendar year. We can't welcome that enough. I do think there needs to be a degree of urgency applied from governments and their leaders around the nation.
Ayon kay New South Wales Premier Chris Minns, humaharap ang mga magulang sa mga karagdagang hamon dahil hirap silang makakuha ng payo mula sa mga mas matandang henerasyon pagdating sa social media. Ani ginong Minns, kailangan din ng suporta ng mga magulang.
We weren't exposed to this level of digital intrusion when we were kids, and neither were our parents. So the single best resource and advice that parents have when dealing with the problem facing your own children, and that is sitting down and asking your mum what she did when you were a complete pain in the ass, is not available, because this is the first generation that has confronted this challenge.
Nasa year 12 si Jesse Alexander Gordon at aniya magkaiba ang pananaw ng mga kakilala niya sa nasabing ban.
From my personal experience, people my age, I'm 17, people my age are actually in support of it. Everyone I've talked to is quite a big fan of the ban. People younger, so you're looking at people under 14, it becomes a bit more controversial because those are the people who would be impacted by a ban. But people who have gone off the back, you know, growing up with social media, they realize that a ban would have been beneficial to them growing up.
Gumagamit si Jesse ng social media at aniya habang marami ang gumagamit nito sa tamang dahilan, sa tingin niya dapat ay magsagawa ng mga aksyon ang mga social media companies upang maprotektahan ang mga vulnerableng kabataan.
Look, my favorite way of doing it is that you get these social media companies, which are quite smart companies. You put the onus on them, you put the responsibility on them to enforce these rules pretty much. And we need transparency, we need checks on these companies. And when they're found in breach, you give them heavy fines. So the responsibility is on them.
Inobserbahan din ng mga psychologist ang epekto ng social media at ang iba ay nababahala sa kanilang nakikita. Ayon kay Dr. Jean Twenge mula sa San Diego State University, maraming datos ang nagpapatunay na ang social media ay nagiging dahilan ng depression, loneliness, anxiety, self-harm at suicide, partikular sa mga kababaihan.
I think most of the data points in the direction of 16 or older being the age minimum for social media. So the links between social media use and depression are stronger among those ages 15 and younger in most of the data that we have. 17 and 18-year-olds, the links are not quite as strong. Some people made an argument for the age minimum being 18, legal adulthood. But I think 16 is a nice compromise because then if a young person is interested in community affairs or politics, that's something social media might potentially be useful for. And then we're protecting children and younger teens from a lot of the inappropriate and harmful content that is online as well that a 16 or 17-year-old might be better able to handle.
Sinabi ni Federal Communications Minister Michelle Rowland na kapag napatupad ang ban, wala namang mga parusa sa kabataan at magulang. Aniya obligasyon ng mga plataporma na magpakita na gumagawa sila ng mga rasonableng hakbang upang masigurong nasa lugar ang mga proteksyon.
Our approach will ensure the e-safety regulator provides oversight and enforcement. And we are also considering an exemption framework to accommodate access for social media services that demonstrate a low risk of harm to children. The aim of an exemption is to create positive incentives for digital platforms to develop age-appropriate versions of their apps and embed safe and healthy experiences by design. We will set a 12-month implementation timeframe to provide industry and the regulator the time necessary to implement systems and processes.
Kinukonsidera din ang exemption para sa mga social media platform na nagpapakita ng mababang panganib sa mga kabataan. Kapag nais sa batas ang age ban, ang social media companies ang magpapanupad nito. Kinikwestiyon din ng ilang eksperto kung magiging epektibo ang ban at kung susunod ba sa batas ang mga kabataan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.